Well, hello and welcome to Leader Life. My name is Tim Lee, and this is the very first episode for 2018. Took a little bit of a break for the holiday season. Wanted to make sure that I spent some time with my family, and we had a great holidays. Hopefully you did as well. This year, I'm going to play around with the format for Leader Life a little bit. We'll do some different kinds of things. So far in Leader Life, I've done one just kind of group conversation, bunch of interviews, and I've got some more interviews ready to go and that I'll be sharing with you in the coming weeks. But today, I've got some really special guests with me. For the very first episode of the year, I am sitting in a custom-made fort in my living room with two very special guests, and I'm going to go ahead and let them introduce themselves to you. So which one of you wants to introduce yourselves first? They're both pointing at each other. Why don't we go oldest to youngest?
Yay.
What's your name?
Hannah.
And how old are you?
10.
All right, and what's your name?
Sayla.
How old are you?
8. Wait, you're 7.
You sure about that?
This year I'm gonna be 8.
Okay. And who are you?
Pastor's kids.
What pastor?
You.
Me, right? Okay, so you're my daughters. And we've been talking about doing this for a little while, about doing a podcast episode together, right?
Yep.
So we're gonna talk about some stuff. First thing is that we want everybody to get a chance to get to know you awesome people. So I've got a couple of questions for you, just kind of getting to know you questions, okay?
Okay.
So very first question, Sayla, why don't we go with you first? Can you tell everybody your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show is Odd Squad.
Odd Squad. And what is Odd Squad?
Odd Squad is a group of kids that solves oddness.
They solve oddness?
Yes.
Your oddness.
Why don't they solve me then?
Maybe they should. All right. And Hannah, what's your favorite TV show?
Liv and Maddie.
Liv and Maddie. What's that about?
It's a Disney Channel show about two twins and their family. It's
okay.
Like a reality show.
Why do you like it?
Because it's funny.
It's funny?
Yeah.
It is pretty funny. That's
it
a
is.
Good one. I like the older brother in that show.
Joey.
He's a goofball.
Joey.
Yeah. Okay, favorite movie, Hannah?
Ferdinand.
Ferdinand, we just saw that. Why did you like Ferdinand?
So cute.
It was cute?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I liked all the different characters. I liked the Scottish bull in that one.
Duck-tailed guy?
Yeah.
The
guy that plays Doctor Who, David Tennant, was a good Scottish cow. All right, Sayla, favorite movie, ready, go.
Odd Squad the movie.
Odd Squad the movie. Okay. So your favorite TV show, they made a movie, and that's your favorite movie?
Yes.
Okay, what happens in the Odd Squad movie?
So they are three people that have a gadget that can solve anything,
mm-hmm.
And Odd Squad is thinking through every problem, and it takes them so long to solve it.
Okay, well, don't say what happens, though, because spoilers. Everybody's going to go watch that movie now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't spoil the end.
Okay.
All right. How about favorite book?
Narnia and the series Puppy Place.
Narnia and Puppy Place. All right, so which of the Narnia books have you read? Have you read all of them?
No.
Okay, out of the ones that you've read, which one's your favorite?
Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Why do you like it?
Because it's the only one I've read.
Well, there you go. So you don't like Narnia, you like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah.
But you want to read the rest of them?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I like that. That was one of my favorite series when I was a kid. Sayla, what's your favorite book?
My favorite book is Princess in Black and the Parable of the Lily.
Parable of the Lily?
Yes.
And why do you like that book?
Which one?
The Parable of the Lily.
Because it's about, don't judge a book by its cover, because she got a box and she's like, oh man, I want a toy. But Lily, on an Easter morning, it grew into something really pretty.
Awesome. That's cool. All right, next question for you. Sayla, maybe you can go first. What was your favorite Christmas gift?
My favorite Christmas gift was Project Empty Square Purse.
What is a Project MC Squared purse?
A purse that just looks like a plain purse, but you can open it, and you can put your phone in it, and then there's an on switch, and you press a button, and it changes, and it lights up, and then you can make different designs for you on your phone if you get that.
My favorite design on your purse is the donut.
My favorite design is smart is the new cool.
Smart is the new cool. I like it. All right, Hannah, what's your favorite Christmas gift?
A fish.
A fish. I knew you were going to say that. You got a fish. What kind of fish did you get?
A twin tail half moon beta fish.
And what color is your twin tail half moon beta fish?
He is blue, and on his fin he has a little bit of red.
Awesome. What's his name?
Finn.
Why did you name him Finn?
Because he's a fish and I like Star Wars.
Nice. Good girl. All right. Next question. Hannah, what are your favorite subjects in school?
Art and choir.
Art and choir? Why do you like choir?
Because you get to sing and you get to act and our teacher is really nice. Yeah.
You just had a big, big part in the school play. And you did really good. How did it make you feel when you were doing that?
Nervous.
Nervous?
1,000 times nervous.
How did you feel when you were done?
Relieved.
Did you have fun with it?
Yes.
You liked doing it?
Yes.
Yeah. You did so good with it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Sayla, what are your favorite subjects in school?
My favorite subject in school is math and handwriting.
Math and handwriting.
Yes.
What do you like about math?
I like that math, it's really challenging, and I usually know what my teacher is talking about, but in every other subject, but in math, sometimes I don't really understand her, and I really need a challenge in school.
That's a great answer. Wow. So you like that it's challenging?
Yes.
That's cool. All right, so this is a podcast, as you guys know, where we talk about leadership. And I've done a lot of interviews with people about leadership. And we had talked about doing a leadership conversation with you guys that would be kind of fun, where we would talk about you guys being pastor's kids or PKs, right? So I have a couple of questions about being PKs for you. First of all, what do you like about being a PK?
I like about being a PK is that we get to meet cool people.
Cool people?
Yes.
Like me?
I knew
hey, don't laugh
the
at that.
Day I was born.
Okay, so what kind of cool people have you met because you're a PK?
I have met my pen pal, McKenna.
Yeah. So you met her. Where did you meet McKenna?
I met her at convention in Hawaii.
In Hawaii. Yeah, we got to go to Hawaii. Yes. And you met McKenna. And you guys have written a couple letters back and forth, right? And we see her once or twice a year now. And you have a pen pal. That's pretty awesome. Hannah, what do you like about being a PK?
I like that we get to go on fun trips. And also what Sayla said, meeting cool people. Like Pastor Shane and Pastor Rachel. Mm-hmm. And Polly and Mabel. And Jordan and Carter.
Yeah. So you have friends whose yes. parents are also pastors and whose parents are in ministry in different ways and who are leaders. And because mommy and daddy do what we do, you've gotten to meet them. That's pretty awesome. Well, so what do you think about Life Church and that mommy and daddy are pastors at Life Church?
I love it.
You love it? Why yep. do you love it?
Because everyone's just so nice, and they always pray for you if you have something that you need to be prayed over for. Mm-hmm. And just everyone looks out for you.
So you really feel like you're a part of the church?
Yes.
What is hard about being a PK?
Well, everyone is kind of looking up to you to make decisions because they kind of think, oh yeah, if Hannah's a pastor's kid, then she must be able to make a lot of decisions.
This is other kids at the church?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It can be, yeah.
So, like, you're at Life Kids, and everybody looks at you, and they think, your dad's the pastor.
Yeah.
You probably know what's going on.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't.
Yeah?
Because sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna back away slowly.
So, you like it sometimes. Why do you like it sometimes?
Because, like, sometimes it's fun to help everybody make decisions.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, like, they can be like, Hannah, we need your help so bad. And I'm like, okay, let's do this.
So when you actually are able to help, how does that make you feel?
Makes me feel good.
Makes you feel good.
That I helped someone with what they needed to do.
Yeah. But then, so what about the times when you back away slowly and you're not so sure that you like it? Why do you do that?
Because they're all, like, sometimes there's, like, three different problems that they all come up to me for. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know which one to help first.
Yeah.
My arms are all tied up.
So you feel like they do that because they know that your mom and dad are the pastors of the church?
Yeah.
And you're kind of hanging out with the leaders all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so would you rather have it a different way, or are you okay with it?
Sometimes I'm like, oh, man, I wish I wasn't a pastor's kid.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think I like being pastor's kid.
That's cool. So sometimes people look at you and they think that you have to do stuff. That's one reason why being a pastor's kid is hard. Sayla, do you have another reason, or what do you think about being a pastor's kid that's hard?
It takes a long time to go home when we at church.
We kind of are the last people to leave every weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to lock up.
Yeah, we lock up the building.
And it's tiring.
It's tiring.
And I don't like it when it beeps.
When what? Beep. Oh, the alarm? Yes. You don't like the alarm? Beep, beep. So you would rather leave before we set the alarm?
Yes.
That's the hardest thing about being a pastor's kid?
Yes.
Wow, you've got it pretty good, kid.
I always got it good.
Sayla, what do you think that it takes to be a good leader?
It takes a lot of time.
Takes time?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
I mean by, like, it takes, first you have to wait, and then you accept Jesus into your heart.
Okay, so if you want to be a good leader in the church or a good Christian leader, you have to start with knowing Jesus?
Yes.
That's great. Then what?
And then you need to talk to people to get good advice.
Okay, so if people give you good advice, what do you do with that?
If, like, it doesn't sound like your church, like the style of your church, you're like, you can do the same thing. It's just you can change it up into a different way, but still do the same thing.
Sayla, that's brilliant. Where did you learn that?
Yeah.
You just figured that out? You just knew that all along,
no,
huh?
It's just... like, sometimes I can combine things, and then somebody else is like, oh, can we do something else with it? Because, maybe somebody doesn't really understand that, so, maybe you could explain it in a different way, what we're doing.
Yeah.
And then they understand it.
Okay. So we're talking about being a leader, like in a church or a Christian leader, and you're saying that one of the things that you've seen or you've had to learn is how to explain things in ways that people understand. And if that means that you take another person's advice and you change it a little bit so that they understand it, that's good leadership? That's brilliant. Good job, Sayla. Great answer. Hannah, what about you? What do you think that it takes to be a good leader?
You need to have faith.
Okay.
And believing that God's going to do what he says he's going to do.
That's a good answer.
And then you have to listen to people's ideas and combine them.
Uh-huh.
But if you can't combine them, then vote.
You vote. Okay.
You vote?
So if you're a leader and everybody's got different opinions, then you let all the people vote and then you go with that?
Not all the time.
Not all the time?
But you can vote.
Okay, what are some other things you could do with decisions?
Talk about it and compromise.
Compromise. So you help people compromise and decide together to come to an agreement?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to lead that, right?
Yeah.
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 I like what you said about how you need to make sure that you trust God in the middle of all of that too, right? You have to trust that God's going to do what he says he's going to do. Mm-hmm. Where did you learn that?
In school. And at church.
And at church.
And in chapel.
Yeah. When you're leading, do you think that your job is to make everybody happy?
No.
Sometimes. Sometimes? If you can, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you can't make everybody happy, what do you have to do?
You have to pray.
You have to pray? And then what?
Then you talk about it and maybe you can look to the Bible to find an answer.
Yeah.
I do that a lot.
That's awesome. I know for me, I have to sometimes make decisions that not everybody's happy with, but I have to, if I love Jesus, right, like you guys are saying, and I have faith and I trust that God's going to keep his promises, I know I can make a decision even if not everybody's going to be happy, but if it's the thing that God wants me to do, then we're going to be okay, right? So that's a big leadership lesson, but you guys are so smart to know all those things that you know about leadership already. All right, well, I have a couple of final questions for you. If you could fix one thing in the whole world, Sayla, what would you fix?
I would fix that the people that don't know God know God.
That's awesome. Hannah?
I would build more shelters.
With lots of food?
For the people who don't have much, so that they can just come in and get food.
I love it.
And then they can, like, there'll be, like, a bunch of rooms that they can stay in for however long they need to.
For whoever needs a place to stay? My goodness, that's a great idea. Okay, last question. If you could spend a day doing anything in the world, what would you do?
Water park.
Water park? You'd go to a water park?
Water park.
All right, Sayla.
I would go to Disneyland, pack my bags, find out if I can live there.
You want to move to Disneyland?
But Disney World.
Oh, Disney World.
But you love me so much.
But then you would live in Florida.
I'll pack you in my suitcase.
Ooh.
Oh.
I could scratch.
Okay, well, it's been really nice being your dad, and I hope that you have fun living in Florida.
No. I'll bring 1,600 suitcases.
Okay.
And pack you in them, but they're going to be as big as this fort, so you have lots of room.
So we're all moving to Florida.
Yes.
Well, there you have it, folks. Breaking news in the Leader Life podcast. Apparently, we are all moving to Florida.
No, we're not.
If you want to come along, just climb into one of Sayla's 1,600 suitcases.
Nope.
All right. So before we wrap up here, ladies, is there anything that you want to say to the people who are listening to this podcast?
You're awesome.
Cool. You're awesome. Sayla, anything you want to say? As she thinks long and hard and makes herself laugh. Anything you want to say?
You got...
Whoa, what was that?
What? Unicorns sleep in trees.
Unicorns sleep in trees?
All right, then. Unicorns sleep in trees. And that's why you haven't found them, because you've been looking on the ground. And we should start looking in the trees for the unicorns. Sayla, you just changed the whole world. All right. Well, say bye to everybody, ladies.
Adios. Bye.
Hey, real quick before you go, I just wanted to say thanks again for listening to this special episode of Leader Life. Hannah and Sayla and I had a ton of fun recording this episode. They've already asked if they can do it again, so you might be hearing from my daughters some more in the future. Well, I hope your year has started off on a great note, and I just want to take a moment and encourage you on something. Always remember that the best leadership flows out of a healthy heart. So for as much time as you spend investing in your leadership development in 2018, make sure you also spend time just to stop and enjoy life. It's so very important, and it'll make everything you do in leadership that much better. Well, thanks again for listening, and we'll talk again soon.